Hello, boys and girls. All of you know what that music means on the mighty organ here in the studio. Yes, sir, it means that Uncle Mal has a story for us, and he's going to tell it to you right now. All right, Uncle Mal?
Well, good morning, boys and girls, and just good morning, everybody. Today we have another of those nice stories written by Russell Gordon Carter, who has written so many beautiful stories for boys and girls. This story is called The Little Men of the Mountains. Now, once upon a time, there was a boy by the name of Ron. Ron was a goat herd in the mountains of a far-off country. One day, as he was driving his herd of goats to the village of Grex, he halted at a turn of the road high above the little mountain village. He could see the narrow, winding streets of Grex, and they were crowded with people all dressed in bright holiday clothes. They seemed to be talking excitedly. As they talked, they often pointed to the high mountains that surrounded the village. Ron said to himself, "My, what in the world has happened? Why are the good people of the village wearing their bright holiday clothes? It's not a feast day. Of that I'm sure. I wonder what has happened while I've been absent in the mountains looking after my master's goats." He started out again with big steps, following his flock along the uneven road that twisted toward the village. He carried under his arm a small flute. This flute was made of wood. It was a common reed with a mouthpiece and five or six holes for the fingers. He had made this flute with his knife during the long days and weeks he had spent alone up in the mountains. He raised it to his lips and he began to play as he marched along. Now the music was far from being sweet, but Ron loved music, and this was better than new music at all. He hoped someday to make a much better flute. Ron would often play for old Valentine the woodcutter, who lived alone in the hills and never came to the village. Valentine was very old and very sad, and he hardly ever smiled. Now Ron was sure the old woodcutter would be more cheerful if he could only hear sweet music once in a while. Ron made his way down into the village, still playing on his old wooden flute. In front of the town hall, there was a group of men and women and children. They were talking and seemed to be having a wonderful time. When they saw Ron, they stopped talking, and they burst into shouts of laughter. Ron quickly lowered his flute and he put it under his arm. He smiled at the people, but his face was red because he knew they were making fun of him. Then, to make matters worse, several of the children and one of the men began to make sounds like the squeaking notes of his flute. One of the men cried out, "There's no gold in that flute." Now, the mayor of this village of Grex happened to be right in the center of the crowd, and he very knowingly said,
Yes, true enough. The little men of the mountain should give that lad the flute of gold out of pity."
Then the mayor beckoned Ron and said,
"How would you like that, little man, if the little men should offer you the flute of gold? You would take it, would you not?" "I dare say you would."
And then he winked at his companions, who laughed loudly. Ron was puzzled. And finally he said, "I'm afraid I don't understand, sir." He glanced about wonderingly at the flags and the decorations that were hung from all the houses. Then he said to the mayor, "Please, sir, you speak of the little men, and who are these little men? Is it really true that they have a flute of gold to give away?" The mayor frowned at him and said,
"Do you not know? Is it true that you do not know what is all about to happen in our village?"
Ron replied, "Truly I do not, sir. You see, I have been up in the mountains for such a long time tending my master's goats, I hardly ever get down to the village anymore." The mayor's haughty wife spoke up about that time and said,
"Oh, yes, yes, yes. Let me tell him. Listen, little boy, to what I have to say. Our village is decorated for the Feast of the Little Men, and it will last for a week. At the end of that time,
Then she stopped for a moment, and then suddenly said,
"Oh, sure. Why should I waste so many words telling you about this? Surely you know the old story.
Ron shook his head and said, "No, madam, I know nothing of such a feast, but I'll bet old Valentine the woodcutter would know. He once told me that there are very strange little men who live in the mountains." The mayor drew himself up proudly and said,
"As mayor of this fair village of Grex, it is my duty to tell you about this thing which you say you know nothing about, even though you are only a poor goat herd, and a very ragged one at that. Now listen to me, young man, and do not interrupt me. Once in every 100 years, the little men of the mountains present a flute of red gold to the man or woman or boy or girl of Grex with whom they are most pleased. Now the 100 years are almost ended. Yes, this is the last week. And before the week is finished, one of us here in our fair village will have this flute for his very own."
Ron waited for a moment to be sure that the mayor had finished his speech, and then he said, "Oh, I wonder who the lucky one will be." The mayor and all the folks in the group smiled as if to say, "I shall be the one, of course." Then the mayor said,
"Oh, yes. I forgot to tell you, young fella. The flute is a magic one and will bring to its owner everlasting happiness. Oh, it's a very wonderful flute it is."
Ron was very much interested, and he just had to ask more questions. So he said, And will the little men come down from the mountains? Shall we be able to see them?" The mayor replied,
"Oh, no, no, no. Of course not, of course not. One and only one person ever sees the little men of the mountains. That will be the one who gets the flute of gold. He who has the flute will always be happy, because he will want for nothing in the world."
Ron nodded and said to himself, "Oh, how I should like to have such a fine flute and play sweet music on it. But no, I am happy without it, even though I am a goat herd and a ragged one at that. Old Valentine is the one who ought to have such a flute, because he is always so sad. If he could hear sweet music now and then, I'm sure he would be happy." Ron rubbed his fingers over his forehead, and then he said aloud, "I wonder." One of the men in the group said,
"What is it you wonder, little fella?"
Ron replied, "I was just wondering if anyone could tell me the best way to please the little men of the mountains. I would like to tell old Valentine about it."
The mayor drew himself up again and said,
"I'll tell you how to please them. Always be proud, because everyone bows before the person who has pride in himself."
The mayor's wife frowned and said,
"Do not listen to him, little man. There is a much better way of pleasing the little men of the mountains. Just be beautiful like me, and wear rich clothes like mine. That is how you may win the flute of red gold."
Before Ron could reply, another man in the group, who was a rich moneylender, said,
"Let me tell you, my friend, there is still a better way to please the little men of the mountain. Get money, more money than anyone else, because money is power. If you do not think I am right, then just wait and see. Before the week is out, the flute of red gold will be mine. Wait and see." Just wait and see.
The mayor shook his head, and his wife shook her head, and all the others in the group shook their heads. Then a great farmer who owned many, many acres of land turned to Ron, and he placed a hand on the boy's shoulder, and he said,
"Listen to me, little fella. They're all wrong. To please the little men of the mountains, you must own as much land as I do, because he who owns many acres of land, he's like a king. The flute of gold is already mine. I want it, and I'm going to have it."
Again there was a shaking of heads. Many in the group began to talk. Each told of a still better way to please the little men of the mountains,
and each one said that the flute of gold would be his before the end of the week. Ron went away very much puzzled. As he followed his goats through the narrow streets toward the master's house, he said to himself, "Well, surely all these people cannot be right, because each one speaks of a different way of pleasing the little men of the mountains. I must ask other people and hear what they have to say." He had to remain 2 days in the village of Grex. His master had decided to sell some of his goats to a man from a far-off village. And during those 2 days, Ron talked to many people in the hope of learning the best way to please the little men of the mountains. But each person whom he asked had a different answer. A soldier said, "Be brave and win praise." A lawyer said, "Be clever, be clever, and let no man get more than the law allows." An actor said, "Be amusing, my dear little fellow, and make people give money to see and hear you." A student said, "Be wise, and all will come to you for knowledge and pay you for it." Many, many were the answers that Ron received, and no two were alike. He was more puzzled now than ever. He said to himself, "Well, I fear I can be of no help to old Valentine. If I only knew the best way to please the little men of the mountains, I would tell him. Then he would have the flute for his very own. But how can I know which way is best?" At the end of the 2 days, Ron set out for the mountains again. It was the middle of the morning, and the village of Grex was wide awake. The people seemed more excited than ever. All they could talk about was the little men of the mountains and that golden flute. In 3 more days, the week would be ended, and someone in the village of Grex would be the envy of all his neighbors. Looking down from the high road above the village, Ron lifted his own wooden flute, and he began to play on it. It would be a long, long time now before he saw the village again. He would have to remain many weeks alone in the mountains. He would have to build a hut out of branches and live in it, and he would have to eat coarse food. While the boys in the village played together and lived in comfortable houses and eat meals that were carefully prepared for them, he would have to look after the goats and care for himself as best he could. But he didn't mind that, because he was happy all the time, and the squeaking notes of his old wooden flute seemed to him almost sweet. Well, and I see that's about all the time we have for you today, but I just wonder what Ron will have to tell to his old friend Valentine about the little men of the mountains and the magic flute. Well, we shall see what we shall see. And now, boys and girls, and all the grown-ups too, it's time once again for Uncle Larry and Uncle Mal to say goodbye, everybody.
Organist is presented from our Chicago studios. This is the National Broadcasting Company.